Jason Navarra invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
We didn't sleep in. This is when the show starts now. That's right, we're suffering from bracket creep again, but it's pretty much the same old show. Am I right, Ed?
We have the Madonna sex toy scandal inside scoop.
We'll find out what we missed while we're away.
Radio's best prizes straight from the Guna.
Who's snubbing Australia this week?
We answer your nutbag emails.
We'll find out when Peter Costello intends to make his move.
Which songs did the keyboard player from Journey write?
And joining us in the second hour, former Get This phone chick turned country radio superstar, Katie Diamond is here as we play How Do You Know When It's Time To Go Home.
Stop pacing, time wasting. Tony's got a friend with a foam in the basement.
That's right, it's all coming up on Get This. The same show in a different time slot. Don't worry people, it's easy.
It still stimulates and energises me.
Yeah.
I won't find it the least bit easy.
Oh, come on.
I will not like leaving it.
Yeah.
But everything must come to an end.
Sure. Oh, that's a piss-weed laugh, Mr. Howard. You can do better than that. That's more like it. Here on Triple M. Ed's Get This around the nation. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what time it is. Welcome aboard. It's our new time slot here in the afternoons. I think it's afternoon in most states. Perhaps you've never heard the show before. You're wondering who we are. It's Tony Martin. Give me a round of applause.
Sure.
We've got Ed Cavalli.
Hello, nice to meet you.
In the sidecar. Richard Marsden pushes the buttons on this show.
Right here, Tony.
And yes, we have moved once again.
Oh, they've been round this dance floor many times, Tony, and it's hard to follow all of the intricate steps, and I wouldn't pretend to know where the dance is going to necessarily take them to next.
Mid-dawns, that's where I think it's headed. But I've been told, guys, we've got to pull our socks up because the station is using this phrase to describe the new time slot. Richard, We're on Broadway.
Oh, look out.
That's right. Broadway. Thank you.
Singular sensation.
You never know what will play.
Step she takes.
Next, here at Triple
E. Formation dancing, people.
And I'm just padding. Have we had computer trouble?
No, everything's fine.
Let's get straight to the big story. This is what we do. If you've never heard Get This before, we get straight to the big stories. Peter Costello, is he the Prime Minister yet?
I think so.
Wasn't that happening this week?
I think that's what he'd hope so.
He went up against Laurie Oakes on the weekend. Did you hear him? Have a listen to this.
If the government's position does get worse this week, is there any possibility of a pre-election leadership change?
No, Laurie, my position is today as it was last week and as it was last year, in fact. I'm going to this election as a team. John Howard asked me. To go to this election with him as his deputy leader and his treasurer.
Yep.
Last year I said I would, I will.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Did you notice the very beginning of his answer? He started to say no and then changed his mind. Have a listen carefully.
Is there any possibility of a pre-election leadership change?
No, Laurie, my position is...
See, that's the giveaway.
You zatsed him.
Because he doesn't want to have a clip where he's saying no when the answer is probably going to be yes.
Yeah.
Whereas if you faff on about my answer being the same as it was this time last year, you can't box that up for a denial. So I think Laurie came at him again and...
So you're not interested in taking over if news poll is bad on Tuesday?
The position today is the same as it was last week. It's the same as it was year
Nobody's
before.
Listening.
We had...
Enough!
The discussion about these matters last year, he asked me to be part of his team in this election. I will be. Nothing's changed.
Okay.
Is he talking about their mixed netball team for Wednesday nights?
I don't know what he's talking about. At least he's not talking about that Formula One racing car anymore.
Calibrated one.
Seems to have dropped that while we were away.
He's moved on.
He gave some great answers to Laurie. Have a listen to this one.
Well, Mr. Howard says he'll probably certainly stand aside well into the next term. Does probably certainly constitute a core promise?
Look, it is not so unusual, incidentally, to have a succession in politics.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask Peter Beattie. Ask Steve Brax.
Nice.
Ask Bob Carr.
I have
ask Jeff Gallop.
Okay. I have Gallop.
Ask the Labor Party.
Yeah, all right. It's a great list. It's a great list, isn't it?
Ask Peter Beattie.
Well, I haven't got his number, I'm afraid.
Ask Steve Brax.
Well, why would I ask Steve Brax?
Ask Bob Carr.
But he's retired as well. Why would
ask Jeff Gallop.
I don't even know who that is. Who's
ask Jeff? The Labor Party.
Well, how can I ask the whole party?
Ask Steve Brax.
You already said Steve Brax. Why would
ask Peter Beattie.
Well, Peter Beattie's retired.
Ask Jeff Gallop.
All hat and teeth, that's what they said.
Ask Bob Carr.
I'm still back at Gallop.
Ask Steve Brax.
He said Braxy. Stop
ask
it.
Jeff Gallop.
All right, I don't know who that
ask
is.
Ask Bob Carr.
What am I meant to ask him? I've forgotten what I was meant
ask
to
Labor
ask him.
Party.
Stop it.
Ask them what?
Who's this Gallop? It's very confusing.
You've seen that, Tone?
Beattie's resigned. Beattie's resigned, all hat and teeth.
Well, he was all hat and teeth, but amazingly, they found a woman to take over that's all bob and teeth.
Right.
And apparently, if she resigns, the face at Luna Park is ready to step in.
Wow. So much stuff going up there in
Queensland.
Are we ready for Prime Minister Costello?
Really?
He's got some great policies.
I want to address Australia's great challenges, challenges like the water crisis we're having and climate change, which is going to be a great issue for decades to come.
For decades to come, correct. A huge problem for the many decades to follow. I think we'll discover that as time goes on. Did John Howard respond himself to these claims about Peter Beattie, etc.? Have a listen to this.
After what I have seen from Peter Beattie and Steve Brax, I would have thought time-specific pledges about how long people are going to serve are at tatty discount in Australian politics.
Well done. We are very
time-specific
on this show in our new time slot.
Where can I get a tatty flebge at a discount? What are we doing?
I don't know, because we're here on Broadway.
You weren't ready, Mr. Marsley.
Oh,
Marsley.
You've got to do it. That means you've got to do it.
You've got to sing a Broadway standard now.
All right, you ready?
We've had this one. All right.
One.
Thanks.
Gold top hats. Chains, everyone.
Thanks for joining us here on Broadway.
Chug-a-chug-a-chug.
It's Get This on Triple M. That's good Charlotte Dance Floor Anthem. You're listening to Triple M in the afternoon. It's Get This. We've moved again. We're now on Broadway.
A crazy bunch of kids crashed through that door, yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Okay.
Pretty much had enough show tunes to last a lifetime.
Picked the right day to wear my beehive.
Sure did.
Thanks, Ed.
Looks a treat.
Ed Cavalier, in case you're wondering, young actor made good on the radio, has brought in items from his own personal record collection to make it sound like a Broadway spectacular in
what are you
today.
Talking about?
Where did you get all these songs from?
YouTube. Although I did see Hairspray on the weekend.
Okay.
Any good?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They were dancing in the aisles.
Was John Travolta giving you the eye?
That is the weirdest thing. I reckon his legs are CGI. There's no way a man of that girth could move that gingerly. And the idea of Christopher Walken and John Travolta as a woman making love is just really new.
That's disturbing.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Okay, so you've got Ed. You've got people going, who's the other bloke?
Yeah.
Richard Marsden pushes the buttons. He's just kind of minor entertainment kingpin.
Yeah, thanks.
He's on the road.
No, that's about right.
He does a bit of work with Ryan Shelton on the road. Shows up on community TV in many states. Sometimes teams up with Ann Wills in South Australia.
I do all mediums crappily.
Yeah, well done.
Sure.
I think is the tagline.
Often on the beats. Working
the Adelaide beats.
Yeah, often found being arrested in the Veal Gardens for no reason. Well, it's all been hushed up by the station.
Yeah, we don't want to say too much.
Let's just put it that way.
Let's get into some sort of classier news, Tone.
That's right, because people haven't heard the show before. They've got expectations. What are we going to give them in break two?
Well, I got into the first time I heard a look at the newspaper or some news since we got back two weeks, and I saw this. Madonna caught with strap-on dildo called Purple Penetrator.
Yeah, okay, fine. This is news. This is actual news.
This is happening. She's been spotted walking down the street with this thing in a clear bag.
Is that the same way it was phrased by Kerry O'Brien on the 7:30 report?
I think so. I think he had one. I don't want to go into
purple penetrator.
I think so.
Fine, as long as it's news.
He brought his.
Okay.
But I was just thinking, when she was walking home, and I thought, how bad is it to be Guy Ritchie? Not only are you Madonna's sort of handbag husband that everyone remembers from Swept Away, but she wanders in the door and you go, g'day, what have you got there? Well, Guy, it's a new toy that I thought we'd try. Oh dear. But I know you're wondering what we've been doing over the break.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And this is amazing that this story's come up.
Right.
Because we've got some shocking footage.
Oh, have we?
Audio, that is. Footage would be pointless on the radio. We've got some shocking audio of how Madonna got herself this purple penetrator.
Really?
Let's cross to that now.
Well, I'm Richard, and I find this one
is totally the best. Do you like Grey's Anatomy? Unbelievable.
Hang on a second.
Richard Marsden gave it to Madonna.
How do you explain that to people who've never heard the show before?
Well, that's how
Richard's voice slightly changes and he feels the need to announce himself at the beginning of every sentence.
And there's always a Grey's Anatomy or a Fergie reference. And, you know, even though that thing was labelled Richard Madonna, I'm still finding myself surprised as to the content of what's in there.
Because you have a very bad short-term memory.
You know, what about the rest of the crew? Well, Nikki Hamilton is our producer. She sits in the stewed every day. And
baby on board.
Sort of the adult component of the room, I guess you'd say. Baby on board, can't stop eating.
Got a packet of tubes in front of her.
Yes.
Very happy with.
Even in the new time slot, you guys are still chowing down. No one eats more on Rager during the broadcast than Ed Cavalli.
Delicious sandwiches.
He's actually seeing a doctor about this, and people are still waiting for the results of your gastroscopy on the website.
It's going to be amazing.
But what is that in front of you? Let's see what the judges think.
It almost looks like a dessert, but it's not. It's one of the main courses. Even though, maybe? Is it possible you overcooked the rockfish just a little bit, I mean?
Your dishes reflect the thinking of the younger generation.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Was that you, Ed?
Yeah, no,
did you dub yourself on Iron Chef?
I did. Thank you very much.
And what's Nikki eating? What's over in front of her?
I've never had spaghetti with this much caviar in it. It's like a good drama putting two protagonists against each other. Both strong.
I had to restrain myself from adding too much caviar to the spaghetti dish earlier. But this one really makes my fish egg dreams come true. It makes me happy.
Your fish egg dreams.
Sorry, I've been waking up in a cold sweat every night dreaming of cod egg.
That is fantastic. Nobody eats more on ear than the cast of Get This.
It's Iron Chef Cavalli.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Delicious. More in a moment, I'll get
one again.
That's John Mellencamp here at Triple M. That's right, Jack and Diane. The program is Get This. You're not, you haven't slept in if you're worried that maybe you've slept in. We're the ones who have moved because we're very...
time specific.
That's right. I love it when John Howard invents a new word.
I can inform the member that we would only supply uranium to India for peaceful purposes. I think many Australians would find it rather strange on reflection that this country might sell uranium to China but not sell uranium to India.
We've got to lock this uranium down.
It's good stuff.
We don't want to just be chucking uranium at countries. Who knows what they'll do with it?
He loves George Bush so much that he has to start mispronouncing words, just like his hero.
They might enrich their uranium.
Oh, that'll happen.
If we're not careful. Hey, while we're away, here's something that happened.
Yeah.
Our sponsor, the Nissan Navara, they've moved with us. In fact, we chucked everything in the back of the Navara.
That's right, we pulled here.
By the massive pulling power.
Mm-hmm.
And rugged good looks. Of the Nissan Navara. Look what's happened while we're away. For the second year running, the Navara has won Ute of the Year!
Hooray!
Ute of the Year! Cop that other lesser utes.
That's a ceremony we weren't invited to.
No. I'm sure it's a hotbed of, quality tail,
you
as
think
you
so?
Might say.
Ute-based tail?
Yeah. I don't know. Does the ute, is it, swimsuit section?
I think so.
Does it come out in a ball gown?
Answer some questions.
Do a few pirouettes.
Does some world peace gear.
Okay.
I had no idea the Nissan Navara has a variable nozzle turbocharger. Just looking through the catalogue.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Variable nozzle?
Is that what Dennis Hopper's using in Blue Velvet? I'm not sure. Slow it down.
Is that Van Noz? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Van Noz turcharge. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You're really sucking up to the sponsor, aren't you, Richard?
You got a brochure.
You can't look past
Are you angling for one, Rich?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, no, not
here
this.
Here we
not
go.
Corruption.
Here we go. Be happy with your Razor scooter. Okay. That you got from your old sex program
you're
a couple of years ago.
Oh, 1997. John Howard, can we get back to him for a moment? Mm. He's working on the environment.
Yes.
Because, Costello's coming up behind him with talk of water, talk of global warming.
Sure, yeah, no.
So Howard's announced that we're going to have something called aspirational targets.
This is part of his aspirational nationalism, isn't it?
What's that mean?
That's a new concept he's introduced in the past couple of months.
How does that work?
I don't know. I think it's just looking forward to the future, a vision for the future.
So what are aspirational targets for greenhouse gases?
I don't know.
Is that where you might not achieve them, but, at least we had some targets. We're aspiring to them. We don't have to actually, hit them or nothing.
As long as we name them and have a decent go.
I should announce my aspirational swimsuit model targets at this point. Is that...
You are speaking aloud. Keep in mind, you're speaking aloud and you're on the radio.
But if they're aspirational targets, see, people give you points for the effort that you put in and the fun that you have.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I've set the targets really high. Really high.
I notice you're completely thrown by coming in at a later time. Somebody's already snaffled Zoo magazine. So it's got nothing to say for this hour.
I'm lost.
Howard did meet Batman on the weekend, though. Did you see that?
Really?
Look at that. It's a shot of John Howard shaking hands with Batman in Ride. I think Batman lives in Ride now.
I think he lives on a ride at Movie World.
He does. But have a look. What I love is when you see someone in a Batman costume, and they've gone for the modern rubber style.
They have.
It just reminds you of what it really would be like if Batman existed in real life. Just have a look at that photo. It's just like a bit too sweaty. It's a bit bunched up. You know, the Batman costume is impractical in real life. Look at the cape. Howard's got a foot on the cape. He's standing on the cape by accident.
He is too.
It's a bad look for Batman.
And there's a gap between where his neck, where the neck bit starts and the body bit starts. He's going to get sunburned in a perfect ring around his neck.
And it's zero peripheral vision.
You can't see anything.
If someone needs to attack Batman, they just come up beside him. Mad Hatter could be standing next to him. He wouldn't know he was there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Have you been, because this is another thing we do on Get This, we expose young Ed Cavalier to shows from the past that he hasn't seen, that everyone else has, like Batman.
Yes, I watched it every morning since while we were on the break. Yep. The Mad Hatter had an amazing plan.
I didn't know that you seemed to put a lot of emphasis on the Mad Hatter. I don't think he was a big part of the series.
Well, he's incredible. His idea to get Batman, where everyone else had failed with, you know, various things like automatic machines of killing and stuff like that. The Mad Hatter had a great plan. What I'll do is I'll dye his headpiece pink. And then for some reason, Batman will be so baffled by that, he will follow me up a water tower and I'll kick him in the nuts.
Good theory.
It didn't work.
You know, what the villains need to do is just say no to conveyor belts.
That's exactly right.
All of their plans seem to revolve about conveyor belts. Conveyor belts that seem to go into reverse when the camera's off them, have you noticed? It can take a day and a half to move 2 foot on a conveyor belt on Batman.
Right.
Were there any new words for punching people? Like, you know, like before we took a break, there was splunk.
Yes, yeah, splunk.
Flump. I think when John Howard met Batman, Batman punched him in the face and he said,
I-E-I-E.
Something like that.
Well, here we go.
Splunk!
Phallic Baldwin has emailed in to say that he said he's sure the other day Robin hit someone in the face and it said wank on screen.
No.
And I think that we have overstepped the mark.
No.
Not even I will believe that.
I'll believe Splunk.
Yeah, and Flump.
I think I saw Splunk in the opening scene of Short Bus. Yeah, we were told not to mention that film ever again.
Yeah.
Did they say in the new time slot, though?
No.
Don't rent it.
No.
It's terrible.
Mm. Get it out. Learn something about yourself.
Maybe not.
All right.
I've never seen one of those fitness balls used in quite that way.
I'm confused because normally we would go to an ad break here.
True.
But no.
No.
In the new time slot, more music here at Triple M. Here, Get This on Triple M and its new time slot on Broadway. Stop it. No. Turn your face if that's going to happen.
Can you not interrupt?
We're never going to use the word Broadway again if that's the kind of thing. Look, I can feel the figures dropping. Oh, my God.
People love this musical.
Just stop that.
Anything to do with cats.
Old Deuteronomy.
No, when we do this show, we promise only quality music.
The Venger bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
For those new to the show, that is our panel operator. That's what he's capable of.
When are the Arias?
They're every day here at Get This. That's what they are. Podcasts. Oh, do they keep on coming?
That's what are we up to, Tim?
Podcast 126 will be going up today.
Okay.
Now, because we haven't done anything yet.
No. What is it? Silence?
I've gone back into the archive. Something we never podcasted, had a lot of requests for, is when Andrew Mercado was
here. Oh, Mr. TV.
Oh, wow.
Knows so much about telly.
He's wonderful.
If you're into really obscure old Australian TV shows.
And we know you are.
Easy, man. That's your podcast 126.
Casty Merck. I can't wait to have a listen to it. Podcasty Andrew Mercado.
Oh,
great.
God. And that's another thing we do if
he's
you need
the panel operator.
Usually only on Fridays, Richard will bust out the bad puns. Podcast 126. Mm. But I tell you what's still available. Podcast
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, in case you didn't work it out for yourself. That's right. So you can go to our podcast and you'll hear what this show is all about. And if you just want more of a bite-sized kind of taste, recent offences, recent offences on the Triple M website.
TripleM.com.au/get this.
And we've had a lot of requests for various bits and pieces, some of which are up there. Dave De Beer has emailed.
Fake name.
That's French for Dave of Beer. He says, can you put up the sketch with John Howard doing the Venger Bus song? That was, I think, something called Howard Getting Desperate. That is up there on the recent offences page. I'll tell you what else is up there. There's something we played on the show. We've had hundreds of requests to play it again. The very first piece of music ever recorded, ever in the history of recorded music. This is the oldest recording of any song ever. We've got special permission to play it now. Here it is. It's an old standard.
Okay.
It's one you used to hear years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's a Cockney Knees Up sing-along. I can't remember who the artist.
All right, everyone. Knees at the ready.
That's right. It's Les Welk and his nine persons of interest. Take it away, gents.
I've got something to tell you and I'm really going to sell you. Yes, it's obvious I've got some news for you. Going to put some wheels in motion, going to travel across the ocean. So get ready, because it's clear we're coming through. Hey now, here's what to say now. Happiness is just around the bend. Hey now, here's what to say now. We'll be there for you, because the Venger Bus is coming, yeah, and everybody's running, yeah, from New York up to San Francisco. The Venger Bus is coming, yeah, and everybody's running, yeah, it's an intercity disco. The wheels of steel are turning, the traffic lights are burning, so if you like to party, get on and move your body. The Venger Bus is coming, and here's what we like to do. Yes, everybody. We like to party, we like to party. 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 The Venger Bus is coming, and everybody's running from New York up to San Francisco. Venger, Venger. Nor to Ibiza in the Mediterranean Sun. Oi! The Venger Bus is coming.
There it is, the oldest known recording here at Triple M. You never know what we'll play. Have we got something more recent, Mr. Marsland? Here at Triple M, you're listening to Get This, the moving target. It's radio's own whack-a-mole. We've got no idea where it's going to show up next.
How do you cheat at whack-a-mole, Tone?
I don't know.
You just stand there with your fists. Three people stand there just with one fist over each hole. Yep. Boom, boom, boom. You'll never miss another mole.
How is that a metaphor? I mean, how can... suggesting listeners stand around the radio with fists at the ready.
It's happened before.
No, I'm just saying, in real life, if you want to win the little basketball thing that you stick onto some glass, and you don't want to have to pay like $40 worth of air hockey to do it, you just stand... You get bang, bang, bang. You never miss a mole. Ever. Kids,
you know,
if you're listening.
See, it's important information. It's a helpful program, Get This, if you haven't worked it out by now. And we do a lot of our best helping when we're atop Talkback Mountain. Oh, I think that's the oldest recording known to man.
That's the original
theme. That's the original theme to
Taken from?
From Matt Dower's own personal files.
Richard?
Oh, you mean
also.
That?
You might have had another life in New Prizes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
On the game with the dude and walking up the thing.
Matt Dower on the pots and pans. He's the man who builds all of our sketches and sound effects. And, you know, what you just heard is what Talkback Mountain sounded like when it started. Within a few weeks, it had expanded to this. Oh, thank you very much. What have we missed? That's all we want to hear about today. What's been going on over the last fortnight? We need to know about. Here's what I've been getting a lot of. People have been emailing, faxing this story in. Breasts, breast implants for our sailors, for our female sailors. Female, I hope, anyway. $10,000 we're paying for the enlarged Norgs. Usually on Get This, there'll be a sound like... Thank you very much, Mr. Marsland.
We're over that now.
We've talked about this before, haven't
we? I'm sure this has been going on for months.
So it's for psychological reasons.
Yeah. Mm.
What's have other armies got bigger tits? Is that what's going on?
Oh, come on.
How are our sailors being intimidated by, like, what are the psychological reasons? I don't understand.
I'm not sure.
I'd have to get them put in to find out. Maybe we could do that.
Are other armies more stacked than us?
I think that's...
We're being intimidated on the battlefield?
Yeah, I think that they're kind of blinding us with some real full-on racks.
So does this mean,
having
though,
trouble.
I mean,
people are falling over and injuring themselves now. They'll just bounce right back up.
As a TV viewer, are there exciting times ahead on Sea Patrol? Are we going to see some of this
happen?
I like
where this is going.
Yeah, is it just going to turn into the Cher film clip?
That's
is that what's going to happen with our Navy?
Isn't it supposed to be you can only have surgery done... on taxpayers' dime if it's affecting your ability to do your job. That's how it works. So you need a bit of a shelf, obviously.
Absolutely right. Put stuff on the whistle, your hat, some rope.
Ammunition.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Great place to keep ammo.
We need to find out what the psychological problems are in the army, because I didn't realise.
You thought it was all?
I didn't realise it was so top heavy.
You could join the army. we could find out by you joining the army. That'd be fun.
Is this your idea for a segment, is
Pauly Shore style.
Look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put that one on the spike. That's been covered off.
Okay.
Let's not mention that one again, because we'll just hear a lot more horns if Richard has it.
Oh, that's cheap and gratuitous.
What else have we missed, Ed Cavalier?
Well, I've missed most things that happen in the outside world, because I've been inside watching White Snake video clips.
Oh, and I tell you what we don't like in here is now we're on the afternoon.
The sun.
He's getting into the studio.
The sun is making a mockery of the jumper I'm wearing.
It's crazy.
I've avoided the sun for 43 years. I'm not going to start now.
And may I say you look beautiful, Tone? The goths are envious. Goths are cowering away. But Whitesnake video clips, far too much open-mouth kissing.
Yeah.
So many perms. So much open-mouth kissing. What was going on in music, guys? At what point was Whitesnake okay?
Oh, about 89, I think.
The sort of hairband period, Poison. Certainly in there.
You don't remember that era?
Yeah, I think Bad Medicine was the second kiss single I ever bought. After Julie Andrews' What a Feeling.
Okay. Breast implants in the Navy, Whitesnake video circa 1989. Yeah. What else have we missed, Mr. Marsland?
How about O.J. Simpson?
Oh, what's he done now?
Good news for O.J.
This is only on the weekend, as a matter of
fact. Still hunting for the real killers?
That's right. And apparently they're involved in some sort of Las Vegas hotel room where he's just been arrested.
This is armed robbery, isn't it?
Yeah, the armed robbery, that's right, of his sporting memorabilia from a group of men. Yeah. O.J. is going to be charged with robbery with a deadly weapon. Mm-hmm. He's being held at a Las Vegas police station.
Yeah.
It was reported over the weekend that Simpson was being investigated. He insisted there were no guns involved, as he's more of a knife guy. That was the official statement that he gave the police. Don't know if he's doing himself any favours there. Great holidays, though. You know, I was walking around the city. You know who I saw?
Who'd you see?
Not the First Lady, I'm trying to think of another title, but someone of Australian cinema. A legend of Australian cinema.
Wendy Hughes?
Bill Hunter.
Bill Hunter?
Bill Hunter.
He's not the First Lady of Australian cinema.
No, I was trying to think of something like that. But
okay.
But you know how he makes an appearance in every single Australian film.
Yeah, right. What was happening?
It's the law, I believe. And now he's making an appearance in My Holidays.
Fantastic. A cameo. He's very hard to track down. I once got a message because I had to call Bill Hunter and I was told, call this pub in the country. This is literally true. God. Call this pub. It's like at a Chuka. Ask for this bloke. He'll go and get Bill. He's living in a shed behind the pub for tax reasons.
Gee.
Not a word of lie. It's a very interesting man. We must get him in here.
All right. Well, we missed that.
Okay. Well, this is pathetic.
This is pathetic.
What a tattered bag of things we've missed.
But you know what we don't want, Tone?
What?
We don't want big world issues and stuff like that. What's going on in your life?
Yeah.
Is the cat sick? you know, we got a vacuum cleaner, Tone.
Anything at all.
Did you get a vacuum cleaner?
I got a vacuum cleaner.
That's a whole segment in itself, Ed. Mm. Let's meet the listeners. What have we missed?
Prizes.
Prizes. We'll stun them on air.
Okay.
We'll surprise them. We're very time-specific now on this show. Get This. Call us now. 1-3-3-5-3. What have we missed? Here at Get This, and it's new time.
Yeah.
2 till 4. Oh. Or, just for people listening in Adelaide, leave a gap so they can get the scissors in. 3 till 4. Mm. I did the intonation wrong. That's not going to help them at all. Okay. They'll probably just cut this whole bit out. Mm. And now this bit. And then that bit.
What about this bit?
I should just stop talking.
That's gone.
It's Talkback Mountain. That's where we are. Everyone gets a prize from Ed Cavalier simply for telling us what have we missed. Who's going first?
John, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Excellent. What did we miss?
You missed a Czech soccer player that got smacked and KO'd in a soccer game and then woke up in emergency speaking perfect English.
Is that right? Now, John, can you tell me, was it Pavel Nedved?
I saw the link on the forum and I had a quick look and chuckled at myself when I read it, but I can't remember the name.
Might have been Pavel Cernicek or Karol Poborski. Perhaps it was Petr Cech or Karol Ufalusi.
But when he woke up, his name was Barry Henderson.
Absolutely apparently. Right. Thank you, John. Guess what? Guess what you're in the running for, John?
In the running for? Just give it to him.
You've got RSPCA Animal Rescue, the premiere episode that went to air July 17.
Oh, great,
because
I missed that.
Thanks very much.
Fantastic. It's free, and I think it's illegal.
All right.
So if a Czech person can get knocked out, wake up speaking absolutely perfect English, flawless, there's still hope for Pauline Hanson. How wonderful. Still might be able to string a sentence together if we can get her in a soccer game.
All right.
KO it.
Iceland's back.
Hello, Aaron. How are you?
How are you doing, mate?
I'm excellent. What did we miss?
Well, you missed someone actually sold a copy of Legal Download on eBay, mate.
Oh, yes. This is our limited edition album. Only 1,000 copies were ever stamped. How much is it going for?
It went for $63, mate. 60. I even missed out.
Oh, that's a $65 album. That's a $65 value.
Well, hang on, Aaron. We'll send you you one so you can have it for nothing. But also, Aaron,
wow,
look at you. You're looking good because you've got LOLO Series 5 coming your way.
Oh, too good, mate, too good.
No worries.
Now you can obey the TV commercial that says, have you started your LOLO collection yet?
Aaron, you have. Lovely talking to you. We should put Illegal Download on the internet so people can download it for free.
That's why it was called Illegal Download. That was the idea.
You're paying 62, you're paying too much.
63, matey.
Hello, Ken, how are you? Ken, how are you?
Hello. Tim, you mean?
Yeah, no, I meant that, but...
We woke up speaking Czech this morning. We don't know what we're doing.
Tell me, what did we miss?
How you going, guys?
We're good.
That's good, yeah. Oh, you missed the Craig come down and got me 2 goldfish out of me pond at home.
What? Hang on. Did it in one go?
No, I think he come down and got them one by one, but I got home the other night and the wife was a bit upset and I went out there and there was only 2 little fins left on the grass.
Dear, oh, it's spitting the fins out. Ooh, turning its nose up at fins.
Tell me, do they normally eat goldfish, crows? Is it normally is fish part of their diet normally?
Carrion meat.
Don't they normally just peck the heads of toddlers in parks?
Well, they wanted the goldfish, these ones did anyway.
Well, you need to try this out. You need to get larger and larger marine life and see where they stop. Because if a crow can get a dugong, then it deserves it. You know what I mean?
Because we worked out in the previous time slot of Get This, we worked out that a pelican can fit a toddler
up to 4
and a small dog
up to a chihuahua
into its bill.
Yeah. Oh no, up to a spaniel. Okay. Now listen, you're in the running, my good friend. You have got Chances Volume 3. How about that?
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're looking good because it's absolute can fest on the on the cover. So goodness knows what's inside.
It's a can do prize from the team again. This.
Thank you very much.
We have just got time for one more.
Kane, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys going?
We are excellent. What did we miss?
The young man crying his heart out to save Britney Spears on YouTube.
I heard about
this
guy.
Was that you, Kane? Was that you?
No, it wasn't me, but I do know that him and Britney have the same drug dealer. He'll just worry she was taking too much.
I see. Now, this is in reaction to the disastrous appearance on the MTV Awards.
Yeah. That's the one.
And so what was this kid doing?
He was pretty much just crying and having an emotional breakdown to save Britney Spears because he was sick of everyone just hacking on her for no good reason. Mm.
Now, Kane, are you like me? Do you think she gets hotter the more trashy she gets?
Pretty much. She's got a Courtney Love thing going for her.
She sure does. Right? She's runway ready. Good on you, Kane. And Kane, you have climbed the mountain and received yourself Water Rats Series 7 Part 2.
Yes, baby.
Now, Kane, tell me, what was your favourite episode of Water Rats Series 7 Part 2 from memory?
The one where the guy drowns.
That's a beauty.
D Smart was in that one.
That's even longer on disc.
Thank you, Kane. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. I guess we're up to date with all the big stories now. Mm. And yes, for those not living in Adelaide, there is a second hour of Get This coming up. And we're going to be joined by, if you remember the very early days of the show, if you called up, she used to answer the phones. She's now a superstar of country radio in this nation of ours.
Reach Raid.
Katie Diamond.
Get This.
Well, I mean, give us a break. Come on.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want because I can, if I don't because I wanna.
Yes, that's right, it is Triple M.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
It's the second hour of Get This. Your ears are not deceiving you. You haven't slept in. We've been moved to a bit later. They're keeping us a moving target here at Triple M. Richard Marsden is pushing buttons. Ed Cavalier is here. I'd be Tony Martin. And please, some fake applause for the star of Superbad, Katie Diamond.
Welcome aboard.
Stop it.
That's right. We did promise our first show back we'd have Michael Cera, George Michael from Arrested Development, star of Superbad. That was before we moved.
Yeah.
Now a more successful show.
Well, because we just saw him leave and get into a limo and drive away.
We're not turning on limos here again.
No, we
are
not.
I am far prettier, though. That
is so
true.
And you've got more hair than him.
A lot more hair than him.
Because I just said your hair is long, to which you responded.
It's a Britney. It is fake. It's not your
hair. It's not even your hair.
People are wondering, who is Katie Diamond? Early days of the show, she used to answer our phones. Then she got snaffled. By Albury Radio, Albury, New South Wales.
Yep.
Now, is it fair to say you are Miss Albury 2007?
Yeah, pretty fair to say. You could say that.
Do you rule that town with an iron fist?
Do I what?
Settling scores on your breakfast show?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, there's no ratings, as you said, Tone. I went there thinking there's going to be a huge ratings war. Waiting for this war to happen. There's no competition, so I rule that town.
We steal all of our best ideas on this show from community television and country radio.
Yep.
So we need your help in this hour.
Oh, I'm all yours.
And we'd like you, obviously, to answer a lot of very carefully thought-out questions about Superbad.
No problem.
All thanks to the Nissan Navara here on Triple M. Let's get this. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister, and the Foo Fighters. The pretender here at Get This, it's the second hour on Triple M. We have been shifted yet again, but it's still the same personnel. Myself, Tony Martin, and, of course, over there, Ian Caverley and Richard Marsland.
Peter Costello and I have behaved in a totally gentlemanly fashion towards each other compared to those two.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Give us a break.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. There is a bit of a war going.
Always at each other's throats.
Between Ed and our panel operator, but please keep it tasteful. There's ladies present. There's Katie Diamond in the room.
Thank you.
Part of the original Get This team, when we very first started, you were answering the phones.
Yeah, feels good to be back. And feels good to be back. Missed your tone. Looking good.
Yeah, looking the same, I think is what you
is
want
that
to
the
say.
Same,
you know what? Exactly the same. Even the exact same top. I love it.
I knew it. I knew it.
Love it. You look good too, Ed.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Same tracksuit.
Same tracky.
Every week
changed.
Is Fashion Week at Triple M.
Yeah. Mind you, we're in a new studio, been upgraded.
We have. We were in the haunted studio when we started, built over an old Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
You're very strange.
And now we're in the one that the actual radio programs use.
Yes.
You're now Miss Albury 2007. Yeah. What is it like in the Albury Radio Wars?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. They don't exist.
Come on. When I went there, I think I've told the story before, I went there once and was doing an OB from a school and the bloke who was hosting was really depressed and he said, oh, we only have ratings every 3 years, but for those 10 weeks, it's full on.
Yeah, and you were saying that co-hosts had to get married and
That's
stuff
right.
to rate.
The people on the other show had decided to marry each other.
That's good.
So the... You know, program director at this station was pressuring this bloke to get married on air to someone I think he'd never met before.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen to me. But no, wouldn't it? There's no ratings because luckily my company owns them all. So
really?
We don't have
Brilliant.
It's easy.
Right. Well done, Albury. Yeah.
Rocking when I like.
So because there's no ratings, does that mean you can just go, okay, let's play Velvet Underground for half an hour this morning?
I don't know what Velvet Underground is, but if I did, I'd play it.
Half an hour's about one song.
Oh, really?
Sister Ray.
Yeah, modern equivalent, Ed.
JT.
Oh, yeah.
JT's love stone.
How arrogant is JT's music? Those songs go for about 8 minutes. Arrogant.
But don't you like, getting on here.
But don't you like it when they change? You know, like they're all like, you know, they're all like up in the club and then they're like in the hotel lobby.
Well,
afterwards.
And you think that's about six different songs, but it's actually one.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
He's a chameleon.
Now, here's something we were talking about. When you're out at the clubs, as Ian Caverley is, just cruising for quality tail.
You can find me in the club.
Quality tail. I love it.
How do you know when it's time to go home?
Yeah, this is the phone
When
topic.
The lights get turned on.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, maybe not. That's what we're going to talk about later in this
Are
hour.
We?
And here's a bit of sizzle, because we've had a lot of requests to replay...
That makes me hungry, that noise.
Well, just check out the Bay Marie. It's right next to Ian Caverley.
Anyone else thinking chops?
I'm thinking a banger.
Oh,
a banger with sauce.
Haven't seen what the sizzle is. We're going to read.
A fennel banger.
Remember when we cast Tony Soprano as Superman in that new Justice League movie?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to hope to squeeze that in before the end of the hour. There's a lot coming up in this hour. Get this. It's Get This in its new time slot. And I'm getting used to it. I'm quite enjoying it now, Ed.
Digging it.
Yeah.
Too much sun.
Too much
sun.
He's right. I'm getting vitamin D I didn't count on.
Well, these rickets are going away.
It's just good. Actually.
And look who's sitting in for this hour, Katie Diamond, who was part of the show when it first began way back in the late 1960s, back when the show was in black and white, in
Amazing.
fact. Now she is ruling Albury Radio.
That makes me feel so good about myself. Thanks. Love it. Ruling Albury Radio.
That's not meant sarcastically. I'm a huge Albury fan. They've got that cinema there. Did you ever?
Here we go.
Well, you raved about this cinema. So, of course, one of the first things I did when I got there was go to this cinema because apparently there's this cat that sits at the cinema.
That's good. That's not completely original. There's lots of cinema cats around the country. But isn't the Albury Cinema where it looks like an ordinary 8-screen multiplex on the outside?
Yeah.
But one of them is like this old
theatre.
Like your proper old 1920s music hall.
It's amazing.
From a posh old Merchant Ivory film.
Oh, it was and when I first, the first movie I saw was in this old, so old school, this amazing theatre, and you just sit there and you're blown away. You could be watching anything.
And what was Who Half cares? Past Dead with Steven Seagal? What was
Ghost in the Machine?
What was screening there?
Oh, I don't even know.
American
Pie. I didn't even watch the movie.
The Wedding.
Yeah. But no cat, Tone. The cat's gone.
Yeah.
So you right? I was revved up for this cat that's non-existent.
Okay, we've got to give you some more sizzle for Albury. Who's the biggest name you've had through town? Who goes to Albury?
Everyone.
People really? From Superbad, they wouldn't be there.
Well, they could if I wanted them to.
Okay. Oh, is that right? One phone call.
Yeah.
Ricky Lee.
Oh, Ricky Lee. Yes.
Oh, is that Ricky, the Australian Idol?
Don't pretend you don't know.
No, hang on, because she's just gotten married, I think. Ricky
yes,
Lee.
She
she's
did.
Called Ricky Lee Gaultier or something now.
Coulter. She's Coulter, from the Young Divas, from Australian Idol.
Actually, she was in that, or she is in that film that I made that never came out, the one that caused all the trouble in the newspapers.
Really? Is she?
And she was great.
Is that right?
She's actually a good chick.
Because I did that thing where I was asking her about the band Boytown. Yes, you remember. Mm. And I just asked her all questions about Boys to Men.
Yeah.
And her answers were like really natural. She didn't try and be funny.
Oh.
So when you took those answers and made them about Boytown, hilarious.
Great.
Yeah. Good on your tone.
Only available on bootleg, but still kicking. I think in Albury. I think it's booked for Albury.
Right.
What's going on with your hair, Katie Diamond?
Something's
long. It's really long.
Yeah, see, this is annoying because the thing is, I hate to admit it, but I've paid a fortune for amazing long
How
locks.
Much? How much you pay?
Doesn't matter. But the thing is,
bucks?
you don't go, oh my God, look at your hair, it's amazing. Is it real? So then I have to go, no, it's not.
This won't get back to Albury, don't worry.
Because you show, and then you show me where it hooks on. But yeah, can I touch the bit
no,
that's not yours?
I don't want you to be poking around at my hair.
Whose is
because
it?
People think it's natural and they're like, wow, your hair's growing so long so quickly. And I'm like, I know, amazing.
But whereas the top half is normal, the bottom half is dreads. It looks completely different.
It's a Britney Spears style scam.
You've got a shaved head with dreads. No, it looks. So whose hair is that?
I don't know. I call it Rhonda because I have no idea whose hair it is. But it looks divine.
It looks the same as your hair, though. It's
yeah,
quite,
it does.
What these if it grafts
are,
onto your head?
They're called hair extensions.
Okay.
And they're the rage, apparently, at the moment. Because I have hair that doesn't like to grow. So if you...
But that's what hair does.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't grow that quickly. And I want long, thick, long hair.
Like today.
Today, so I bought it.
And when you say the rage, I mean, is people in Albury going, have you heard what's going on across the border, Wodonga side?
Yeah. No, Wodonga doesn't get it. Albury gets it.
Wodonga doesn't get it.
Is there a Shelbyville, Springfield-style rivalry between...
Oh, Wodongan, the Dong Dong, and Albs, they do not like each other. It's unbelievable. Oh. I don't know why.
Is there a tug of
war? Literally, you can jump across the border and be like, I'm in Vic, I'm in New South Wales, I'm in New South Wales. They don't like each other.
So you can avoid tax, or is there any kind of criminal benefits for just leaping across the border? Like,
I haven't figured it out yet.
Okay. Mm. How much time do you have to fill on your breakfast show?
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours? What do you talk about, Albury?
We just play JT songs. 8-minute JT songs back to back.
Okay, have you any Battle of the Sexes yet?
No, we did Battle of the Sexes, got rid of that. Hey, you know what one we do play? You guys should play it. It's amazing. We play it because my name on the show is Monty because there's already a Katie. One of the stations.
That's amazing.
There. Monty, thanks to Ryan Shelton, gave me that name.
Very nice.
What's in Monty's mouth?
Ooh.
It's amazing.
Okay.
And I put something in my mouth and the callers have to call up and guess what's in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah, let's
fun.
Just guess for a moment what most of those calls would be.
When you filter through they get them out, they get out their giggles and then it's all fun.
Really? So that's your default position. You get to like 4.25 hours and you guess nothing in the tank.
No.
That's it.
Give me something swallow to shove a battery. In my mouth.
What's in Monty? You know what we do when we run out of ideas? We play clips from the show Police 10-7 on the Crime Investigation Network on Foxtel. Drunks in New Zealand.
Mm.
Everyone loves this bloke.
How come?
And of course, this bloke here.
What are you charging me for?
You've been arrested for the same language.
Yeah.
He was the favourite for a while.
He was okay.
Now the bloke the listeners want to hear more of is this guy.
Because you're refusing me, I now require you to accompany me to the Manurewa Police Station or any such place for the purpose of an evidential breath test, blood test or both. Do you understand?
Yes.
You do understand.
My lawyer has to be present.
We will ring
my
your lawyer.
My lawyer has to be present.
Over here, talk to me.
And the cop just touches him on the shoulder.
Assault! Assault! You touched me, officer. Sorry.
Can you not stop saying that?
Oh, I love it. Can I borrow that?
We'll bag you up that clip.
Thanks.
I just find anything, I just knock over a cup of coffee at home. Assault! Assault, officer! Can I stop saying it? Oh, look, the music. Have we got more music?
So much.
It's get this. With the proper amount of music we were always supposed to play.
Amazing. JT, have we got JT?
Oh, look, it's the new one for Eddie Vedder.
Yes, here at Triple M. Here at Get This on Triple M. Hello to any Vedders listening who I might be related to. My mother actually married into a family of Vedders for a couple of months in the late 1970s.
Well, then I'd like to say hello to any Lonies out there. I was a Loney for 8 months in the 80s. Yeah. So hello to all of them as well.
It's very hard. I think I was a Foster for a while.
Were you?
Then
a Channing.
A Channing, yeah, possibly.
Weren't you a Chamberlain for a while?
Yep.
You were a Zari Chamberlain for a while, I think.
I was never a diamond. Katie Diamond, minus the A in the word diamond. Does that get spelt constantly wrongly at Albury?
Yeah, it does. Or people try to tell me, oh, Dimond. I'm like, no, it's diamond.
Dimond.
Yeah. You know when people try to tell you how your name's said?
All the time.
What do you get?
Cavalli.
Oh, yeah.
That long one.
In the Melbourne Herald Sun, Ed Cavalli's known as Ed Cavallis.
Absolutely.
When are we going to start?
Famous Mexican bandit.
That TV segment, Telly Cavallis.
I don't know.
That'd be a great segment.
No one knows.
On the show.
What you talking about?
No, Katie certainly doesn't. Katie,
I have no idea.
From the original Get This back in the 90s is with us. And I see your mum's here.
Yeah, isn't she great? Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah, she's waving.
She's Hello. Waving. Well, she's a MILF, my mum. I won't say what it stands for.
I think people know if they've got Google. I think cougar is the phrase people prefer to use on the radio.
Yeah.
They're all cut from the same cloth. Ed knows. He coaches them in basketball.
Yeah. Do you?
Cougar City around there.
Don't stick your tongue out. Ed's so sexual sometimes, isn't he?
That's what Richard's always saying. And what sort of notes will your mum be giving you after this broadcast?
I don't know, I'm nervous. This is the first time she's seen me do my magic.
Wow. Yeah. It's pretty impressive visually, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. She loves it.
All right, what we're talking about here in this part of the program is how do you know when it's time to go home? What do you mean, Ed Cavallis?
What's going on?
Well, we've had 2 weeks off, so I've been hitting the clubs, Rich. You know what I'm saying, keeping it local. Sure. And I was wondering, because the other night I was out and it was about 4:30 and I was in the world's worst nightclub. I think it's fair to say that. I won't say the name of it.
Best not to.
And I was deciding whether or not to go home when I looked over onto the dance floor and a man in a tuxedo and a lady it can only be described as third base and beyond, really.
Oh, really?
On a dance floor.
Tuxedo.
Interfering.
Yeah, real
tampering.
Real interference going on. Uh-huh. And I thought, that's it for me.
That's time to go.
Yeah, and I turned
to the person. That's when you know it's time to leave.
See you later. And then I thought, well, that's the worst thing I'll ever see in my life. But the other night I was out with my flatmates, who shall remain nameless, via Roo, and we were in the... he came back from the bathroom and he said, oh, man. Oh, no. I said, what happened? He said, I was in the bathroom with another guy. And I weed into a cup and I handed it to him. And I said,
why?
Do you want a taste of my urine drink? And he was so off his face, he went, yeah, man, that'd be great. Took a big swig. I said, that's it, dude. Not only is it time to go home now, I don't think we can ever hang out ever again.
No, that's it. That's when it's time to change your name and move to a new family.
In his defense, he said, I told him what it was.
See, I didn't...
I told him.
I wasn't sure that we were going down the urine drinking path.
No.
Speechless.
Because in my day, you knew a party was over when somebody reached for an acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And started having a crack at Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. Oh. At 4:30 in the morning, that is pens down.
That the modern day version of that tone is anyone with acoustic guitar going, does anyone know Jeff Buckley? Grace?
God. Yeah, here we go.
Let's hear a bit, shall we?
So many people are Jeff Buckley at 4 in the morning.
Get out of it, son.
Katie, how do you know when it's time to pack up and go home?
Oh, see, because when I see people pashing like that on the dance floor, that's when my night begins.
Really?
Yeah, because I love it.
That's when you clock on.
That's when I clock on. This is when the show begins.
Really? You can dig that?
I think it's hilarious. There is no nothing funnier than when people are so into each other. My friends and I get our camera and that's when the night begins.
Is that right?
And we see how many we can get photos we can get in of each of us sticking our thumbs up.
So you're like...
with the lovers in the background.
So you're like Aubrey's Perez Hilton.
Yeah. Really, aren't you? Yes. Yeah. Okay. So night over for me is just probably when I start seeing six of everyone. And that's when I'm like, probably best to leave now.
For me,
Mr. Marsden, when do you pack up?
Okay, well, I was going to say, you know, it's time to go back to work, because last week in the same day, John Howard said he was staying in the seat of Bennelong.
Yes.
And also Led Zeppelin said they were going to reform.
Yes.
And all I could do all day was walk around the house saying, been a long time since I rock and rolled. Then it was time to go back to work at that point.
How long? You would have been sitting on that for a week.
rehearsing
it on the way in the car.
Yeah, that's too crappy to say on air. But I had an all-day risk marathon.
All-day what?
A risk marathon for 9 hours with Marty Sheargold last week. And it was great. A lot of, I don't want to say what kind of...
Who did you start out with? Which group did you start with? Prussia and the like?
Yeah, I had people all around the place.
Really?
It was intergalactic.
Oh, intergalactic, sorry.
If it was actually real risk, then... The way the afternoon was going, we would have invaded Amsterdam and Jamaica very early on.
It's nerd country, Katie. That's where they're standing. That's where you'll find Mrs. Sheargold and Marsden playing some kind of online game. Is that what it is?
No. It's a board game.
It's a board game. Pardon me.
God. Dominate the world. Okay. And you know the day's over when Marty goes to get his Wallabies jumper and comes out with a rugby and just starts tossing it at you. Let's go and play some rugby at 11:30 in the evening.
Is it when somebody's pashing on the dance floor? Is it when the acoustic guitar comes out? Is it when Marty Sheargold starts playing rugby in your lounge room? Call us up and tell us when you think it's time to go home. 133353.
Get this.
Who do these people think they are?
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
That's right. There's always sizzle going on in the studios of Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Yes, at its new time slot, you haven't slept in because I know, Ed, for a lot of our unemployed and student listeners.
Stoners.
Get This is a breakfast show.
It's the reason they get up in the afternoon.
So it's, now you can sleep in for another 3 hours.
There you go, stoners.
To the late breakfast. Oh, and Katie Diamond, who was part of the show when it very first began, has blown back into town.
Yeah.
And,
you know what this feels like? You know when you leave and you go to another school and then you come back to visit and and everyone's really excited to see you and you feel really popular.
They're amazed at your uniform. Everyone knows what they've got at the canteen.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's meet some more of the students. Some of our listeners are on the line. And today's conundrum is, how do you know when it's time to go home?
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I missed you.
Well, that's Ian from Brisbane, isn't it?
That's me.
I miss you too. How do you know when it's time to go home?
Well, basically, I was singing at a Melbourne Cup do. Got put on, was key to start after it started. Everyone absolutely smashed out of their minds. Yeah. All in brawl, broke out, and could not be stopped.
Really?
Every time the security broke in to stop it, it would start somewhere else. It was like watching spot fires.
Okay.
It was the most wonderful thing.
That's, all right. I guess, one answer, unstoppable brawl. Time to go home.
Thank you very much. Ian, nice to have you back with us.
It's
Chris,
it means you're probably due a training in about 2 hours when that brawl breaks out.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Excellent. How do you know when it's time to go home?
Well, as a DJ in a big club in Sydney myself, if the DJ starts to play Summer of 69, pack up and get out.
Wow.
Oh, with you there, Chris.
So that's a room clearer.
Yeah, well, actually, I did your trick, Tony. I cut it down to one verse and one chorus. And get out of it.
53 seconds. Never had a complaint yet.
Hey, that's right.
Chris?
Yep?
What's totally going off on the DFs at the moment? What are the kids screaming for?
Well, the one thing that people have actually been liking that I'm doing, I mixed the Fetty LeGrand song Put Your Hand Up for Detroit.
Yep. Yeah.
Mixed that with Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street.
Very nice.
A bit of mashup work from you.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm partial to the mashup.
All right. Well, Chris, I guess it's appropriate to say to you, keep it street.
By the way, guys.
Yep.
I got some news for you. I'm the guy who started your Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Fantastic. Wow. And it's been a wonderful year and a half of vandalism ever since.
Thank you very much.
Chris even put me on there. My name officially got on the internet because of Chris.
There you go. Well, there's nothing cooler. I know chicks dig DJs, but they also dig guys that can start Wikipedia pages.
That's right. And I'd like to say it's mostly accurate, but my real surname is not Penis. I wish people would stop changing that. It's deadly out there on the internet. One more room clearer. Who have we got?
Yeah, g'day, Ray. How are you?
Oh, Ray.
Ray?
How you going?
Yeah, good, man. How do you know when it's time to go home?
As soon as you pick up a girl.
Oh, there you go.
Ray, yeah.
Sorted. Full stop. And how have you been doing out there, Ray?
Oh, not very good. That's why I'm still at the club.
Fair enough.
Stuck in there. Lock me in.
Find Ray in the club.
Don't worry. Come with me, ladies. I know somewhere where Bryan Adams' music will never penetrate. It's the way to go.
Well, good luck out there, Ray.
I think that's the definitive answer.
We're going to have to do this again. We've run out of time because we're running over as usual.
Yeah, but we're not going to run over today for the first time ever. Get this, is running to time on Triple M. Oh, yes, that's the new Radicals. You get what you give here at Triple M. It's get this. Katie Diamond, formerly answering the phones, dealing with the filth of this show, has rejoined
us. Was there a lot of filth? People call up with some filth?
No, they made my day. I used to get the best callers. It was great.
Well, I have to issue a language warning at this point of the show because we're about to replay something from a few weeks back. They're doing a new movie. Australia's George Miller, the Mad Max one, is doing a new version of the Justice League of America.
Great.
None of the people who have been playing Superman or Batman or anyone in these other films wants a bar of it. So they're having to cast it from scratch. So that's what we're doing on the show. That's what we do, Katie. Oh, that's how we fill it out. Right. Who should play Superman? Who would you want to see playing Superman?
You.
Me?
Imagine Tony.
There's an episode.
Superman, get up.
I think there's a thank God you're here where, embarrassingly, that's almost the case. No, we're suggesting James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano, as Superman.
So we're going proper celebs playing them.
Imagine him in the Superman costume.
No, thank you.
Imagine. Wouldn't that sound good?
Right, so as I understand it, you've had to change the way you do business.
Okay,
on,
yeah,
on
right.
A day-to-day
okay,
level.
Sure. We're going to operate, under the radar, right? Because the feds coming down on the Justice League, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we can't regulate the superpowers, right? All that shit. We can't control those fuckers. You know, the Green Lantern, oh, what's he using? What's that fucking ring doing?
Well, it's...
Look, I don't get involved in particulars, right? I don't ask these guys where they get the fucking powers from. All I want to know is can they bring in the envelopes, right?
Okay, so you're saying you're restricted now.
I can't fucking use any fucking powers, right? The feds are watching me. If I fucking use my, you know, heat vision on a stake, I'm telling you, they're fucking straight down.
But surely you've brought this on yourself.
Well, okay, you fucking listen. You want to be in charge? I'm fucking Superman here, right? You see the shit I have to put up with? Half these fucking clowns, they can't even fucking fly.
Okay.
Right? I gotta carry the fucks around. The fuck looks ridiculous
mm-hmm.
on the news. They show the footage. Oh, look, Batman. He has to be carried by Hawkman. You know, Wonder Woman, at least that fucking broad has got a plane, right? You can't fucking see it, but it's there, right?
Okay, so this is like a personnel issue for you.
I mean, fucking Aquaman. The guy's a fucking fish,
right?
You got a situation on a fucking skyscraper. You got Aquaman there. Well, summon some fucking dolphins.
Okay.
Oh, that's very useful. We're on a fucking building.
Okay.
We're dealing with fucking robots.
Right, so in Aquaman's case, you've got...
Oh, the guy's fucking pushy, right? Oh, what should we do with this adventure? Oh, I know. Let's go to the bottom of the fucking sea. We know. Every time with the fucking bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
Batman's got to get in a fucking mini sub. It's embarrassing.
Right, so this is an image issue.
Well, it's embarrassing. Got the feds, I got these guys that can't fly.
Right.
Got Lois. Oh, why don't we ever go anywhere? We're always up the fucking Fortress of Solitude. You wanted to fucking move up here. You want to go north.
Okay.
Oh, but Batman has fucking stately Wayne Manor. Yeah, he's got a fucking butler. He's got a youthful fucking ward, whatever that shit is. I don't ask with these guys, right?
Right, so it's hard to control every member of your crew.
Yeah, well, you know, these guys got to run. You know, they got to be out there on the streets, right? You see the Hawkman. I mean, the guy can't take a regular job. He can't get into a lift with those fucking wings, right? You see the wingspan on that guy.
But obviously you could be prosecuted if you
could. Oh, sure, they can lock me away. You want to leave fucking Batman in charge?
Right.
The fucking youthful ward? You want that guy? The guy's a hothead.
Okay.
Robin, in my day, the Justice League was not open for fucking sidekicks, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly Robin, then you got to let in the fucking Crypto, the Superdog's knocking on my fucking door.
Well, it sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Life on go. Geez, I'm just fucking Superman. Give me a fucking break.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Superman. Here, get this on Triple M. Back to wind things up in a moment. Oh, that's short memory. From Midnight Oil here at Get This on Triple M. Katie Diamond, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you so much. Felt so good to be back.
Now, good luck back in Albury. Obviously, if anyone's driving through Albury, what's the station they should tune to?
104.9 Star FM.
And this is a part of the show. You'll enjoy this. We're trying to finish exactly on time, like it's an ABC show. Because Will and Limo are coming on next.
Yes. Fantastic.
Will and Limo, that's an actual radio program starting presently. So what have I got to do? I've got to time
about
out.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 seconds from now.
Yeah, 7.
I don't think that's enough time
six,
to detail the plot of this,
four,
the Batman. We haven't got time for this. Quickly, get out of here. Our key phrase today, what was it? I think it's that we're now...
time specific.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. We'll be back tomorrow with Greg Fleet. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power. Beverage holders, I think there's, four. I think, yes, four.
No, it's all out and you know.
Triple M, Katie Diamond, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thank you so much. Felt so good to be back.
Now, good luck back in Albury. Obviously, if anyone's driving through Albury, what's the station they should tune to?
104.9 Star FM.
Ben, this is a part of the show. You'll enjoy this. We're trying to finish exactly on time, like it's an ABC show. Because Will and Limo are coming on next.
Yes. Fantastic.
Will and Limo, that's an actual radio program starting presently. So what have I got to do? I've got to time
about
out.
10 seconds. 10
seconds.
10 seconds from now.
Yeah, 7.
I don't think that's enough time
six,
to detail the plot of this,
four,
the Batman. We haven't got time for this. Quickly, get out of here. Our key phrase today, what was it? I think it's that we're now...
time specific.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. We'll be back tomorrow with Greg Fleet. And it's all thanks to the Nissan Navara huge pulling power. Beverage holders, I think there's, four. I think, yes, four.
No, it's all out and you know.